Penguin Audio presents The Wrecker by Clive Cussler and Justin Scott, read by Richard Ferrone. December 12, 1934. Garmisch-Partenkirchen. Above the snow line, the German Alps tore at the sky like the jaws of an ancient flesh-eater. Storm clouds grazed the windswept peaks, and the jagged rock appeared to move as if the beast were awakening. Two men, neither young, both strong, watched from the balcony of a ski hotel with quickening anticipation. Hans Gransau was a guide whose weathered face was as craggy as the mountaintops. He carried in his head 60 years of traversing the wintry slopes. Last night he had promised that the wind would shift east. Bitter Siberian cold would whirl wet air from the Mediterranean into blinding snow. The man to whom Hans had promised snow was a tall American whose blonde hair and mustache were edged with silver. He wore a tweed Norfolk suit, a warm fedora on his head, and a Yale University scarf adorned with the shield of Branford College. His dress was typical of a well-to-do tourist who had come to the Alps for winter sport. But his eyes were fastened with a glacial blue intensity on an isolated stone castle 10 miles across the rugged valley. The castle had dominated its remote glen for 1,000 years. It was nearly buried by the winter snows and mostly hidden by the shadow of the peaks that soared above it.
"Are you sure you are up to this?" asked the guide. "The ascents are steep. The wind will cut like a saber."
"I'm as fit as you are, old man." To assure Hans, he explained that he had prepared by bivouacking for a month with Norwegian ski troops, having arranged informal...